西罗神学院的校长，也是西罗教会的牧者牧师到我们当中。Pastor Gary has been a pastor for 12 years and also a Bible teacher for 25 years. 他曾经在神学院有25年的教学，同时他现在也牧养一个教会在 Auckland, 有12年的时间。那我们很感谢神他今天到我们当中除了要传神的信息，我们也等一下中午会一起谈到两个学校合作的一些计划，所以我们仰望神的带领。 And I would like to give the time to Pastor Gary and Charles will translate for us.
Thank you. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to be with you. I've heard much about your seminary here. And I've had a chance to meet many, or a few, I should say, of your students. So I'm happy to meet you. So, good morning and God bless you. Tell you a little bit about myself. I have been at Shiloh Fellowship
now for 27 years. And
taught in their Bible college. Much of that time. The last 12 years or so, I've been the missions pastor at Shiloh.
过去十二年当中，有做了宣教部的牧师，在那个教会里。
And I'll tell you how that started.
告诉听众分享如何开始做这样的事。
Back in, I guess it was about 1991.
是从1991年开始。
I was asked to go on a missions trip.
就邀请我去参加宣教的。
And I'd never done that before at that time.
从来没有参加过宣教。
And so the missions pastor before me said, well, you should go on this trip.
所以在我之前的前一任的这个宣教部的牧师建议我应该去参加这个宣教
的旅程。 So when I agreed, then he decided not to go.
我答应他以后，他就决定他不去。
So he sent me instead.
所以他差派我出去。
And we went to the Philippines, Mindanao.
我们就到菲律宾去。
And we went on to Hong
Kong. 到新香港。
Many years ago,
很多年前
，1969, we sent Dennis Balcom.
1969年，我们差派了这个包德林牧师到香港去。
So we went to see Pastor Dennis.
我们那时候就到去看包牧师。
And they had a conference in Hong Kong.
那在那边办特会。
And we went into Guangzhou and to the White Swan Hotel there.
我们就到广州的这个白白天鹅的旅馆。
It was much nicer in those days. And anyway, we went there, and in the course of that visit, we met with some of the leaders from the church, underground church in Henan.
我们在那时候也见到一些河南地区的家庭教会的一些的领袖。
So, I didn't really know that we were going to do that, so it was a little unexpected for me.
是没有预料到的。
But Pastor Dennis came, knocked on my door, and said, "Oh, come, we need to meet these people."
但是包牧师就来敲我的门，说我们必须要去见这些。
And so there were two brothers from Henan.
从荷兰来的两位兄弟。
And they began to share about their life in China. And they shared their vision for their country. And they began to talk about how the Lord had given them a plan to reach the nation of China. And they said, I don't remember the exact numbers now, but they were very large. How many people were being saved each week or each day? Was something.
Okay.
That time was quite large.
是非常多的人。
This group of churches that they represented grew from about 50,000 Christians in
1979.
Until I was there in Hanan talking with them in 2002, and the group had become 12 million
Christians.
So they had a tremendous growth during
this time.
So they were saying so many thousands were being saved every week. I was many. I don't know how many. But they were very concerned because they said at that rate, our nation will be too many years coming to Christ. And so they were very concerned and really wanted prayer that the Lord would give them a strategy to do more and reach more people.
So I was thinking
about our churches in the United States. If we had only a tiny portion of the number of people, you know, coming to the Lord, we think it was, you know, just miraculous here. And they had thousands coming each week and thought that was not nearly enough. And one of the brothers began to share about his own family.
所以一个弟兄他就分享到他自己的家庭。
And his brother, his natural brother,
他自己的属肉身的兄弟刚过世。
And so he told us the story of his brother.
他跟我们分享他自己的兄弟。
How it was about 8 years ago he was in prison.
八年前他入监狱。
And at that time, in prison, they had beaten him to the point where they believed he was dead.
他们把他关在监狱里面殴打他，直到他们认为他已经死了。
This was 8 years before.
是八年前发生的。
And so they threw him out of the prison, his body. They threw his body.
所以他们就把他的这个兄弟的身体，尸体，把他从监狱丢出去。
And as the brothers and sisters gathered around and prayed for him, God raised him up.
但是当弟兄姐妹在他视为这个死尸上面祷告以后，神就把他叫他从死里复活。
So this brother had been raised from the dead one time.
所以这个兄弟被
But now, this was 8 years later, he had been put in prison again.
And
he had been beaten to death a second time. And he had died. And God, this time, God did not. And so he's sharing this story. And, you know, and at the end of there, I shared this year for maybe a few hours. What the Lord wants. And at the end of that time of their sharing, they said, would you pray for us? You know, and I thought, okay, we'll pray for you. You know, that would be much better if you pray for us. Okay. I want to be rude. Okay, so we'll pray for you. I was with Pastor David Kiley, our senior pastor.
David
turned to me and said, "You pray." Thank you very much. So I did.
Okay.
We knelt together.
To跪在地上。
And we began to pray. And I'm not sure what God did for them. But it changed my life. And from that moment, the Lord put in my heart that I needed to be a part of whatever could be done
神就放着他的
负担在我的心里面，
然后叫我能够做尽我的力量去帮助
他们。
So that I could minister to the Chinese church.
使我也能够去华人教来服事。
So one of my responsibilities is to work with Pastor Dennis Balcom and Revival Chinese Ministries.
说的我的责任之一就是也是跟着鲍牧师在香港的复兴教会一起来同工。
So I've been blessed to have many times to visit China.
那我也很能祝福能够有很多次到中国去。
Today I want to share with you from the scriptures for a few minutes.
但是我今天要跟你们分享一些圣经的经节，几
分钟的时间跟你们分享。
Ask you to turn with me to the book of Hosea.
我们翻到何西
亚
书
chapter 2.
第二章何西亚书
Hosea chapter 2.
何西亚书第二章
And we're going to read verse 15.
从第十五节开始
Not sure how yours. It's right after Daniel.
Okay.
I'm not sure how your Bible reads, but we'll find out together.
第二章第十五节，何西亚书，何西亚书。
Yeah, go ahead and read.
Okay. 何西亚书第二章第十五节，在那里我要把葡萄园归还给他，使雅各谷变成希望之门。
他必在那里回应，
像他少年的时候一样，也像他从埃及地上来的那天一般。
This scripture, the Lord is talking with Israel.
这节圣经神是对以色列来说话。
And the Lord is speaking to Israel and saying, giving a promise.
神给以色列的一个应许。
And the promise of the Lord to Israel is in reference to this valley of Achor.
这个应许也跟着这雅各谷的有关系。
Now, in Hebrew, this word means trouble.
这个雅各谷的原文希伯来文的意思就是有问题的意思。
What he's saying is that
困难的意思。
Going to take this valley of trouble.
神也是同样是在说，神要把这个充满着问题的谷要变成。
And I'm going to make it a doorway of hope.
变成一个希望之门。一个充满问题的一个
山谷，成为希望之门。
Do you know many times we come to a place in our life?
常常我们在我们生命当中来到一个境界
，where it seems is it working? Okay.Many of us have seasons.
我们
很多人经历到这个
不同的
季节。
Where we find ourselves in the valley of Achor.
那我们有时候经历到这个像这个谷一样，就是一个雅各谷，就是一个充满问题的山谷。
And the great tool of the enemy, Satan, against us is.
撒旦常常用的一个工具来就是叫我们沮丧。
The truth is that if you continue on with Jesus, you will be successful.
但事实上，如果你继续的跟随耶稣，你就会成为一个成功的人。
And so the weapon that Satan wants to use against our life is discouragement.
撒旦用的一个武器就是沮丧，叫我们沮丧、气馁。
The only way we fail is if we quit.
因为我们要真的要失败，就是我们停止去做。
So if you become discouraged,
若你已经沮丧了
，and you give up,
然后你已经完全
he wins,
放弃了，
他就成功了。
If you don't quit,
he's
already lost.
如果你不放弃的话，他已经失败了，那撒旦已经失败
了。We pass through the valley of Achor because.God is bringing us into an experience of victory.
那我们经过这个雅各谷呢，是神要我们经历到他的得胜，他的胜利。
When we pass through this valley, we come out with a different understanding of Jesus.
我们经过这个山谷以后，会对耶稣有不同的看法。
You know, if you read the 23rd Psalm, how many know the 23rd Psalm?
多少人知道诗篇二十三篇？我们大家。
23, we use that psalm all the time. Most of us memorized it.
大部分人都背起来了。
We use it a lot at funerals.
常常也在追思礼拜也在用。
23rd psalm. And it begins saying, the Lord is my shepherd.
我们都知道刚开始说耶和华主是我的好牧者。
And it begins to refer to him in the third person, he.
是第三人称，是说他。
He leads me.
他带领我。
He guides me.
他牵领我，带领我。
He brings me, to those still waters.
带我到可安歇的溪水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He does all these things.
这是他所做的所有的事情。
We're talking about God in the third person.
但是他以第三人称来称呼神。
He does these things.
他做这些事情。
And then we come to the center verse of that song.
然后我们就到了这个诗篇二三篇的中间。
And it says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
虽然我经过死荫的幽谷，我必不怕遭害。
Interestingly enough, the word death is not in that scripture.
特别是在这个经节里面没有提到死亡。
I'm not sure how your Bible read, but
我不知道你圣经是怎么写的。
Literally it means, yea, do I walk through the deepest, darkest valley.
就是基本上就是我经过这个最低的山谷，最低的山谷里。
I will fear no evil.
我必不怕遭害，
必不怕害。
And so the psalmist is saying that somewhere along my journey with God.
所以这个诗人他说，在我这个旅程当中
，I came to this valley.
我来到这个山谷。
In this valley, I found that it was dark and fearsome, and I was afraid. In that valley.
我看到在当我到这个
山谷的时候，发现这个充满着黑暗，充满着惧怕。
But then I realized God was with me.
但是我想到神与我同在。
In the midst of that valley, something happened.
在这个山谷里面发生了一件事情
，something happened，
一个特别的事情发生了。
Because in that valley I came to know Jesus。
因为在这个山谷里面，我来认识耶稣。
In a way that I never knew him before。
是我前所未经历过的。
Amen. And so in that place of distress, I came to know Christ。
在这种环境当中，我能够认识耶稣。
And from that.Verse forward in that psalm, he's not talking about him, God, as the third person, but you.
那但是在经节之后，他
继续讲，
他不是用他称神不是第三人称，他是称你。
He says, "You,
me,
are with me."
你与我同在。
And from that moment forward, when he understood.God was with him.
当诗人知道明白说神与他同在的时候，他以下的经节他是对神来说话。他并不是只是称在谈论神，他是直接与神对话。
There's a moment in our life when we find ourselves in that sort of valley.
所以我们在我们生命当中，我们有时候也是碰到这种类似的情形。我们在这个山谷里面。
And when we discover that God is with us,
但当我们发现神与我们同在的时候，就改变了所有的事物。
So we go through life, and we're not totally sure about our relationship with God.
就是我们经历到人生的路程当中，我们不太确定我们与神的关系。但是在这个山谷里面，我们学到一个东西。所以有时候这山谷是充满了沮丧。有时候我们进入这山谷，是我们自己做的错误的决定。有时候我们失败了。
We find ourselves doing things, and we say, "Why did I do that?"
我发现我们不知道为什么在这山谷，是因为我们做错了一些事情。
We make mistakes.
我们做错一些事情。
And even though God can forgive us, we have trouble forgiving ourselves.
虽然说神能够赦免我们，但是有时候我们自己不能够饶恕自己。
But when we find that God is with us,
但是当我们知道说神与我们同在的时候，就改变了所有的事物。
Now, in Hosea, he says, I'm going to take this valley and I'm going to make it a doorway for hope.
所以在何西阿书，他这里告诉我们说，神要使这个雅各谷，这个谷成为希望之门。
Now, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8 for a moment.
让你们翻到罗马书第八章。
Someday maybe we'll have time to go through more of Romans 8, but right now we're just going to hit a couple verses.
今天只要提到几节经文，因为时间的关系。
I want you to read verses 18 and 19.
十八节念到十九节，罗马书第八章。我看现在的苦难与将要向我们显出的荣耀是无法相比的。被造的万物都热切渴望神的众子显现出来。
Verse 24. Skip down to 24.
哦，直接然后跳到二十四节。我们得救时
就存着这盼望，但是看
得见的盼望不是盼望，因为谁会
盼望自己看见了的呢？
神创造我们有他的目的。
And that purpose has to do with the revelation of his glory.
这个目的跟着他荣耀的彰显有关。
You know, there's a whole world of evangelical theology that says our goal in life is to get saved and that's the end of the story.
在福音界里面有一个就是说法，就是我们的目的只是为了得救而已。
We get saved. We get saved and then we wait for Jesus to come back.
就准备耶稣再来而已。
There's really nothing that happens in between.
然后在这当中都没有做什么事情。
Years ago, they had a picture, poster.
有几年前呢，看到一个海报贴在墙壁上面。
And there was a wire going across.
一个铁线网，在上面画着一个铁线网。
And this little kit,
cat. 然后一个小猫
was hanging onto the wire.
抓在那个铁丝网上面，用它的这个两个双爪。
And its face was in desperation, you know.
脸充满着这个紧张，非常。
And underneath it said, "Hang in there, baby."
然后下面写说，就要抓稳啊。
That's how the Christian life works.
就是基督徒生命也是这样子。
We just hang.
我们就是抓像
猫猫
抓在那个铁丝网上面。
Until Jesus comes.
直到耶稣再来。
And
然后把我们救出去，背起，
说
抓稳这个。
We're just in this desperation.
因为我在那
holding on,
抓着那个铁丝不放。
But
that's not what the Bible says. 但是却不是神的话所说的。
The Bible says that God has called us with a purpose.
神的话告诉我们说，神给我们呼召有他的目的。
That He should reveal His glory in us.
叫他能够彰显他的荣耀在我们的生命当中。
And so in Romans, he discusses this throughout the chapter. But in these verses that we read.
所以在这罗马书第八章，他有这个描述这个事，但是在这经节里面。
It says that even though we pass through seasons of suffering, yet the creation is longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
第十八节到十九节，我看现在的苦难与将要向我们显出的荣耀是无法相比的，被造的万物都热切渴望神的众子显现出来。
We often say that some of God's best sons are daughters.
我们常常说神有一些特别好的儿子是女儿。
Nonetheless,
但不
we are pressing into God.
不论如何，我们是
because God has in mind to reveal, amen, Himself in us.
因为他启示了自己在我们的生命当中。
Jesus is the Son.
耶稣是儿子。
He's the son.
他是那儿子。
But as we participate in him, we also become sons and daughters of God.
但是当我们与耶稣一同参与的时候，我们也同样成为儿女。
We also become sons and daughters.
我们也同样成为神的儿女。
When Jesus came to be baptized in Mark chapter 1,
在马可福音第一章在受洗的时候,
He came to the river Jordan.
他来到约旦河的旁边。
And as he came to the river, he began to talk with John the Baptist, and they began to argue.
当他来到约旦河旁边跟约翰讲话的时候，他们就在那边议论。
And John the Baptist said, "Why do you come to me? I need to be baptized by you."
施洗约翰就问说：“你为什么来到我这呢？我是必须要被你受洗的人。”
And Jesus said, "No, you need to baptize me in order that all righteousness." Should be fulfilled. Why was it righteous for Jesus to be baptized?
为什么这个称为是公义的，是要耶稣要受施洗约翰的洗？
John was baptizing for the remission of sin.
施洗约翰那时候是为着赦罪的来施洗。
Jesus was the only human being that did not need to be baptized.
那耶稣是那时候唯一不需要被受洗的人。He
never sinned.
他从来没有犯过罪。他在他身上没有任何的罪。
Why was it righteous for him to be baptized?
为什么他说这个要完全这个义，让这个施洗约翰来为他受洗呢？
I want to suggest to you why he needed to be baptized.
我要给你们一个建议，为什么他要受洗。
Righteousness is about obeying the will of God.
这个义呢，就是要来顺服神的旨意。
God said, "Jesus, my son, will be baptized."
你的天父告诉他说，耶稣，我的儿子要去受洗。
And so obedience.
所以顺服。
Is what righteousness is about.
也就是这个义。
Jesus went down into that river under the water.
当耶稣到约旦河受浸的时候。
And he was baptized.
他受洗的时候,
in obedience to the Father.
顺从天父的旨意.
What was the sin of Adam?
那亚当的罪是什么?
He ate a fruit.
他只是吃了一个果子吗?
Is it a sin to eat fruit?
是吃果子是罪吗?
We probably all would be very serious sinners.
那如果是这样的话，我们每一个人都已经犯很多的罪.
His sin was not to eat fruit.
他的罪不是吃果子, 因为他不愿意顺服, 因为神告诉他不可这样做, 他没有顺服。
The origin of sin was disobedience.
是罪的源头就是因为没有顺服神。
And so Jesus comes to reverse the process.
所以耶稣来就把他转翻过来。
And the first act of acknowledgement of his ministry is an act of obedience.
所以他第一次所做的事就是彰显这个顺服。
He goes into the water to be baptized.
他自己就到这个约旦河里面受浸。
And what happens?
对，之后发生了什么事情？
Mark said the heavens were torn apart.
那马可就是告诉我们说天就开了。
It's a very violent word. The heavens were ripped apart.
这个字就是好像天裂开一样的。There
was a tearing open of the separation between our world and God's world.
就是我们的世界跟神的世界完全裂开了。Whereas
up until then, there was no way to penetrate that wall or that barrier between us.
在这之前呢，人跟神之间的这个这一道墙没有办法打开。Obedience
tore a space in that very fabric of the universe.
所以因为耶稣的顺服，他就在这个宇宙当中裂开了神与人之间的这个隔阂。And
access was made into the heavens.
所以因着他做这件事情，在属灵的空中就有特别的事情发生。And
a dove came upon Jesus as the Holy Spirit came as a dove and rested upon him.
一个鸽子，圣经告诉我们说，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣身上。
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵降临，
使
我们众人都能够领受。
And a voice was heard.
是天上一个声音下来。
The voice of the Father.
天父的声音。
And he said, "This is my son."
他说这
是我的爱子，我喜悦的。
This is my.
这是我的爱子。
Now, I want to say something today.
分享一件事情。
We need to hear the voice of the Father in our life. See, when the Holy Spirit comes,
when 圣灵来的时候,
Ephesians said that He brings us into the family of God.
以弗所书告诉我们，他把我们带进神的家庭里面，神的家里。
He adopts us into His family.
他收留我们，成为他的儿女，在他的家庭里面。
In other words, the Holy Spirit testifies to your heart that you're part of the family.
也就是说，圣灵在你们心里面印证你就是神家里的一部分。
You're not an outsider.
你并不是外人了。
You're part of the family.
就是成为神家里的一部分。
And so, in the same way that Jesus heard that voice saying, "This is my son."
正同样如同耶稣他从天父那听到声音说这是我的爱子一样的
The Holy Spirit comes to say This is my son, my daughter This is a member of my family
圣灵今天同样对你们说你就是我的家里的一部分你就是我的儿子你就是我的女儿
Now that is much more the purpose of the coming of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit than any other
所以这是圣灵来还有圣灵的进的目的的主要目的他并不是只有给我们属灵的恩赐而已我们可以说方言在灵里面祷告这些都很好都感谢主赞美主
is that we understand we are part of the family.
但是我们领受圣灵的旨意的目的是我们能够了解明白说我们成为神家里的一部分。
Romans 8 says,
罗马书第八章告诉我们
the whole creation is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God.
在罗马书第八章告诉我们说整个万物都在
热切渴望神的种子。
I want to suggest to you that it's still waiting.
Well,跟你们建议就是说他还现在还 正在等候当中继续等候继续等候这些种子能够显现出来
we have yet to understand who we are in the kingdom of God.
因为我们还必须要认识说我们在神的国度里面我们是谁我们的身份是什么
you are not just believers.
我们并不只是一个信徒而已
You are not just Christians.
并不只是一个基督徒而已。
You're not just people who have said the sinner's prayer.
你不是一个因为祷告这个要信主的人。
You're not even just preachers and teachers of the word.
并不是一个传道人，一个教师而已。
But you are sons and daughters of God.
你们全部都是神的儿子跟女儿。
And so we come to the table, the communion table.
所以我们来到主的圣餐前。
And Jesus says, "Receive this from me."
So Jesus said,
"You 要领受这从我来的
I'm going to give you my body, which is the bread, and my blood, which is the wine."
他说我的这个饼就是代表着我的身体，这个杯。
When you receive this, you're receiving me.
当你们领受这些的时候，就是领受我自己。
And so we receive Jesus.
所以我们接受耶稣基督。
We receive His blood.
我们接受他的血。
We're already saved. It's not receiving His blood for salvation.
我们领受他血不是因着要得救恩，因为我们已经就得救了。
He wants us to understand who we are.
他让我们认识说我们的身份是什么。
I want to suggest
something. 我给你们一个建议。
If you are a son and a daughter of God.
如果你是神的儿女。
If you are part of Jesus' family,
你若是耶稣的家庭的一部分
then something has happened to you.
那也表示有事情发生在你身上。
Adam, there was the first Adam.
那是原来的头一个亚当。
And we have a human heritage there.
我们有这个 有他流传下来的。
But we've been translated out of one kingdom and into another.
但是我们从一个国度被带到另外一个国度。
That Jesus is the last Adam.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣是最后的亚当。
He's the founder of a new race.
他是创立一个新的人类。
He's the beginning of a new kind of people.
是新的一群人。
These people are part of God's
family.
这些人都是神的家庭里面的一部分。
They are sons and daughters of the kingdom.
全部都是神的儿子女儿，在神的国度里面。
You know that as we receive the blood of Jesus.
所以每当我们领受神的 宝血的时候。
By faith.
凭着信心领受耶稣的血的时候，
we can understand that His very blood flows in our veins. We are part of His family.
我们了解他的血也流入我们身体，我们在他的家庭里面。
Jesus is not sick.
耶稣他没有生病，你们明白吗？
Jesus is not sick.
他没有生病。
See, there's a whole other realm of walking in the things of God. If we will only begin to lay hold of what God has given us.
So we can grab what God has given us.
Jesus is not sick.
Jesus
is not
sick.
He's not discouraged. He's not afraid. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. He stood at the tomb of Lazarus and he said, you know, I'm going to pray, God. Not because I don't think you hear me, but because these folks standing around here need to know. When the heavens were open at that baptism,
当那天耶稣被受洗的时候，天地开的时候，
there was a declaration made.
这个宣告在天空有一个宣告。
This is my son.
这是我的爱子。
Hebrews tells us that Jesus came to bring many sons.
在希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣来要带着众子很多的儿女。
He was already a son.
能够得荣耀。
He did not need to come.
他不用来
to prove he was the son.
来证明他是这个神的儿子。
He needed to come to make you sons and daughters.
他要来使你们成为他的儿女。
We can believe what God has done.
若我们相信神所为我们成就的，
nothing will be impossible for you.
就没有一件你不能做的事情。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is.
这就是我们的盼望。
If you give me just a couple more minutes.
给我几分钟，我再跟你分享一节经节。在希伯来书。
If you look at Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章第九节。
It tells us that there is a hope that reaches beyond the veil.
告诉我们说，这个有这个盼望，这个希望是越过。
There's a hope that reaches beyond the veil. Now the veil is the flesh. The veil is the flesh. But there is a hope that reaches beyond the veil. It enters into the inner, the holy place behind the veil.
Hebrews 6:19. Okay.
See, he's
going
to bring us into a place of this hope. And he's going to bring us to this place in that valley of trouble.
让我们经过这个充满困难的这个山谷。
There's a place where we come to the end of ourselves.
有时候我们走到尽头，在人生的旅程当中。
We come to the end of ourselves.
我们走到这个尽头。
I don't have any more answers.
就是导致我没有任何的答案了。
Get in trouble. And you have a lot of plans on how to get out of trouble.
你们当时有多少人有碰过问题, 然后你已经有计划要怎么样子出来。
Okay.
B, C.
A doesn't work. We can always go to B. Plan B doesn't work. We can always go to C.
It's
a place in this valley. When we run out of
plans,
lies, it's just Jesus. And we look and we realize Jesus is here. Here in this place, Jesus is here. The other day I was standing in a church service. And it was a
leader's meeting.
We were just in worship.
And
I had my hands lifted up like this. And as I'm standing there, I feel
something tap on my shoulder.
And
my eyes were closed,
so I looked over.
And so I just go back.
And a while later, I realized I had such a strong sense of the presence of the Lord standing.
And
so I just began to appreciate
it. And
so I just began to appreciate
it.
And all of these ideas began to.
So many different challenges, things, plans, opportunities.
想到很多的挑战，很多的计划， 很多的机会。
Trying to do, and I'm trying to do.
很多的思想就开始在那边， 我在想很多的这些的计划， 这些的
different challenges,
不同的挑战，
all coming to my mind.
同时都出现在我的脑海里面。
Standing there, these things are coming to me.
当我站在那时候，这些的思想都跑到我，突然间出现在我脑海里。
And it's like I felt like the Lord just put His arm around me.
突然间发现，感觉到好像神就把他的手，
and all I could
放在我的身旁，
feel His hand just like around my shoulder.
好像就像这样子，他把他的手放在我的身旁。
And He only said two words.
他只告诉我两句话。
He said, "I'm here."
他说我在这里。
That's it.
他只这样跟我说,
and you know, all of those things just kind of disappeared.
So, 刚才在脑海里面那些思想已经突然间就消失了。
All of those concerns,
这些的忧虑都不见了。
My questions,
我一切的问题都不见了。
How is this ever going to happen?
我刚才想说要怎么样去做这些。
How is it possible?
要怎么样去完成这些。
Those two words.
这两句话。
Answered all my.
回答了我一切的问题. 神告诉我说，我就在这里。 他就在这里。 这就是他的，这就是答案。
There's a doorway of hope for us.
有一道希望之门。
And that hope.
那这希望，这个盼望。
Hope of entering into the fullness of Christ.
能进入到基督的丰盛。
That place of walking in what it means to be sons and daughters of God.
就是行走在他成为他神的儿女。
That hope
reaches beyond the veil
of the flesh, the things of this life.
这个能够越过这个幔子，这个属肉体的。
And it reaches right into the very presence of God.
直接进入到神的同在里。
And it takes hold of that.
我们是我们抓住他的应许。耶稣说：“你们要这样子祷告。”当你祷告的时候，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临。愿你的国降临。不知道你们有没有上过希腊文？是一个，它是一个命令。
第三，
第三人称的这个一个命令的话，我们不知道怎么翻译。 神英文。
他
是意思说我给你们这个权柄，能够进入到神的国，在神的国里面，抓住神的应许
，and bring it into your life。
神的应许
代替到。
He says, "This is what you do."
然后他说，这就是你要做的事
情。When you pray, pray like
this.
祷告是要这样祷告。
My kingdom come in my life.
愿你的国降临。
Whatever your will is, come in the earth.
He says, I'm giving you the right to lay
hold of God's purpose for your life.
我赐给你们权柄，能够抓住神的应许。
You are a son
and a daughter of God.
你们都是神的儿女。
So you have the right to lay hold of the kingdom of God and bring it into the earth.
所以你们有权柄把神的国带下。从天带下来。
The heavens
already been torn open.
因为天已经为你们裂开了。
The Spirit has already come into you.
圣灵已经进入到你的生命。
And the voice of God has already spoken.
神已经说话了。
You are a son and a daughter of God.
你们是神的儿子跟女儿。
So I give you the right.
所以我赐给你们权柄。
Lay hold of the kingdom of God.
能够抓住神的国。
And bring it into the earth.
把它带下来。
The world is waiting.
这个世界在等候。
For the revealing.
能够看到神的儿子们能够彰显。
There's a generation.
一个世代要相信神的话的世代。
There's a generation.
这个世代要这个新的世代要来抓住神的应许。
There's a generation.
抓住神的国度
bring that promise into the world.
然后凭着信心把这个神的国度带进到世界
That's the generation.
这个就是能够把耶稣带回到这个世界的一个 世代这个世界也在等候这个世代我不知道你们愿不愿意但是我希望我是在那个世代里面我希望能够参与在那个世代里
For Jesus, open my eyes. Give me ears to hear.
让我赐给我能聆听的耳朵
Let your voice penetrate my heart.
你的话语能够深入到我的心里面
That I become changed.
让我能够被你所改变改造
Live in hope.
让我能够活在盼望里
Hope that reaches into the very presence of God.
这个盼望带领我进入到神的同在里，能够抓住他神国度的应许，凭信心能够带进到我们的生命当中。我不只是要来传福音，我要活出这个福音来。我不只是要谈要讲耶稣，
I want Jesus to live through me.
我要耶稣从我生命而活出来。
Amen.
我要你们举起手来。
Lord Jesus,
it is you. It is you and your purpose in your kingdom.
是因为你的目的跟你的国度。
Lord Jesus, nothing matters.
其他一切都不重要。
Except you.
只有你，唯有你。
Lord Jesus.
耶稣。
We open our hearts, right?
我们把我们的心开启，向你敞开。
Our God, this is your hour.
天父，这是你的时候。
To move.
来动工在地上动工
Father God, we sense the nearness of your presence.
天父我们感受到你同在的你的同在我们感觉到你在我们当中用你的爱来吸引我们
into a new place of faith,
到新的信心的地方跟充满着能力的地方求你将这个盼望放进在我们的心里面在我们的灵里让我们能够进入到耶稣基督的全能的这个灵性掌权的灵性的身量让我们能够在你里面成长能够更像你更像耶稣基督的品格走在你的信心里面让我们能够经历到你的大能
主耶稣 This is your
今天就是你的日子，这就是你的时刻。我们开启我们的心，我们抓住你的国度。我们说，主耶稣愿你来，主耶稣愿你来，来到我们的生命当中，带我们能
够经历到你
的真实的地方，就是成为你的儿女，让能够活出你国度的应许。奉耶稣基督的名
，Amen. Amen. Amen.